from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I'm out.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson, and we are at the Warriors team store adjacent to the Chase Center, where the second round of the NBA draft is coming up. Round one was last night, Goo. Round two today. And the Warriors have the 52nd pick of the NBA draft. And I'm going to let you jump in here, but boy, I know how I'd like to start the show, but go ahead.
We'll get to that because you got a new alliance to the Los Angeles. I'll wait, but I'll tell you what. The Warriors have their own issues. Last year was not ideal. We all know that. They did make the playoffs. You cannot mess or jerk around, shout out Steve Martin, and draft one Bronny James. I'm a roaster, Stoney. I'm hearing people call. We got our own issues. We got to take care of business and try to find a steal. I'm confident, but it can't be Bronny James. It just can't, Stoney.
I know you're going to think I'm not telling you the truth, but if Bronny James is available at 52, I'm taking him in a heartbeat.
Why?
Because there's something there. There's something there with him. They're just, it's leverage. It would be leverage. And what would happen? I don't know. But let me throw some names at you.
Go ahead.
Tomani Kamara, Carla Matkovic, Luka Garza, KJ Martin, Jalen McDaniels, Vince Edwards, Edmund Summers, Joel Bolambe. Those were the last eight picks at number 52.
Man, McDaniels?
That's the McDaniels in Toronto.
Yeah.
He, at 52, there are no guarantees. Absolutely no guarantees. I would absolutely entertain that. The Golden State Warriors, for whatever reason, made a call about LeBron James at the All-Star or at the trading deadline last year. I don't see any downside to it.
You know what? I love you sharing how you feel, but I guess the narcissist that is King James, he's not leaving L.A. They're going to max him out, probably a three-year deal, whatever the number is. He's not leaving the Laker uniform, and I just think it would be a bad look if he was tied or hitched his wagon to whoever drafted his son, because it would be a scholarship. So I'm hoping the Warriors, and they've done it probably, their due diligence, and they find a guy or a sleeper, and he can contribute to this team, but LeBron's not coming.
I also think I remember Kobe Bryant.
Kobe.
And the word was
Jerry
out.
West.
Do not draft Kobe Bryant. He will not play for your team. He is only going to play for the Lakers. And 12 teams listened, and then the Charlotte Hornets said, you know what, we're drafting Kobe Bryant. And the Lakers were forced to do business with him.
Yeah.
And then they ended up getting Vlade Divac, the Charlotte Hornets. So, again, I mean, if there's a player at 52 that they think is Draymond Green or Jokic, that's one thing. But I just think number 52 is just a flat-out roll of the dice. And LeBron James, who does he want to play with?
Yeah.
And listen, and I don't want this team to get older, but if you're talking about LeBron James for a year, I think that's just in a completely different tier than any of the other guys we were talking about. If you put LeBron James on the Golden State Warriors, they become the Bulls again from the 90s and the Warriors again from the Durant era.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, I would absolutely take a stab at it if you're not married to somebody else at 52.
And you know what, Stoney? I don't know if you saw the viral video of the James family working out, but LeBron, it's just summer workout. I know you hate those videos, but Bronny was with them. But I was just looking at LeBron like, oh my God, this dude still has it. But I guess I just hitched my wagon to he's going to be in the purple and gold, and that's why I think it's just a pipe dream to think that you could, you know, entice him to come, even if you drafted his son. But I would be on board if they could get him.
Kirk Lacob joining us at 10:30 today. Kirk Lacob, and then Trace Jackson Davis at 1 p.m. So we will have Kirk Lacob. He's got to be, what, president of basketball operations?
VP.
Vice president of basketball operations. Just know that he's a big boy.
And still a player in the Warriors World Tournament, so we'll have some of that discussion.
Okay. Yeah. Trace Jackson Davis at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Listen, people think I'm kidding. I'm absolutely not kidding. I mean, I'm also not drafting Bronny James knowing that he stinks. I mean, if the kid's a prospect, it makes sense to me. It just does. You get him here, and you know what? Let the chips fall.
Well, they failed last year, and again, not to be redundant, it equated to a non-playoff berth, and the Warriors got some issues. They got a chance to add talent, and I don't think he's a talent that can help them, Stoney. So I don't think they're in any position to, you know, take a project. They draft may be that, but I just feel like you're doing it for the wrong reasons. And you know, everything that I watch his game, Stoney, and the commentators talk about him, and even my skinny on him, I don't think he can help. I don't think he's ready to play in the league.
You know what? I'm just going to, okay, who you picking there?
Well,
exactly. Like, nobody knows any of these guys. Like, the odds of plucking, you can count on two hands probably in the history of the game of high-impact players in the second round.
Yeah, right.
And look, I bet right now, I'll bet you that the number 52 pick that the Warriors select won't play for the Warriors this upcoming year. I would make that bet.
I thought you were going
anything.
Making the team, but that's on the board.
Might not make the team.
Hope,
yeah, exactly.
That's not
so,
the case.
I mean, if you think LeBron, if you think Bronny James is an NBA player,
oh boy,
and you think that there could be an added piece of leverage there, why not? I mean, even if the leverage is, we're going to move him to the Lakers. Okay. What are the Lakers going to give us for Bronny James? Why not?
And then what are they, three behind at 55, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. And then I guess the Celtics are, what, 54?
Oh, man.
Celtics are 54. Anyway, 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in before Kirk Lacob joins us at 10:30. And a lot of stuff's going on around the league, Goo, and I think the next day or two, we just had Raymond Ritter up here, the president of communications for the Golden State Warriors, and he brought up
he was positive
great
about the outlet.
There's a surprise. So anyway, he was saying that one of the great things about NBA and the free agency is there's so much that happens in this 2 week period. It's just great. Lot of news going on. By the way, what else happened? Oh, Chris Paul. That's the next decision the Warriors have, and they got to make it tomorrow. They've got to figure out what to do with Chris Paul. Are they going to guarantee his $30 million next year, or are they going to try to extend that date into free agency so they possibly could use him as a chip?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping happens.
What if I told you? I think there's a chance that they're just going to guarantee his $30 million. If he doesn't push the deadline back, I think they're going to guarantee his $30 million to at least preserve the right to trade him down the line, even if it's at the trade deadline. But I didn't think he was going to be around.
Yeah.
I think he might be. I think it's possible.
Not a Warrior.
Yes.
Oh, no, Stoney. I think that ship has sailed. Chris Paul, I could name five teams off the cusp right now. One in San Antonio that need him to start. A team that he just left, the Phoenix Suns, if they could reunite. I think
so he knows. If the San Antonio Spurs have interest in Chris Paul, why would you just waive him and make him a free agent? That's why I would kind of, if you think Chris Paul has value and you could get something for him, that's why they would guarantee that contract for next year. Not necessarily to have him on the team, but to give the Warriors an extra piece of flexibility during free agency.
And that's what that would signal to me if they do that. That's what I'm hoping we get news today or tomorrow, early or late tonight, that, you know, they've extended that window for them. That lets me know they're in the lab trying to find a partner.
But I also think it's possible that they could guarantee Chris Paul for next year, tomorrow, look for a trade in free agency, maybe not like one in free agency, and then have all season to trade him if they wanted to trade him. And if they didn't want to trade him, he's coming off their books again next year. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but I think if you look at it from a strategic point of view, I don't think waiving him is the best thing basketball-wise. Wow. If you think he's a chip. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I do. Let me ask you this, because it's a two-way street, Steiny. Chris Paul obviously came here, and I think the Warriors, obviously everybody had aspirations of at least making the playoffs. If you're Chris Paul and you just endured this season that didn't culminate in a playoff berth, do you want to stick around here?
It's not his decision. It's the Warriors' decision. The Warriors can decide whether to make him a free agent or to.
But what I'm hitting at is always do right by the player. You know what I mean? Chris Paul, he gave you everything he could. He came here and didn't kick up dust. Don't you kind of, hey, let's sit down. We want to do what's best for you too. We owe that to you.
Well, what's best for him will be, the first thing would be getting $30 million.
No doubt about it.
It's not guaranteed. So if the Warriors tell him to walk, he only makes $5 million. So the Warriors are actually doing him a solid if they say, look, we're going to guarantee your contract for next year. You're going to make 30, and we're going to try to move you to a place you want to be moved to. We'll see. I mean, I really thought that they may think of moving on from Looney, but they didn't, and I think it's because they still could view that salary as a chip.
And I keep thinking that's what they want, Looney back. You know what I mean? Because of what he brings.
Well, what it does is it gives them the flexibility to either have him back or not have him back. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Smoothie.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, listen, Steiny, I think this is the first time I actually agree with you about snatching up Bronny 52. Listen,
wow.
this is the league. This is the draft of. This is the who he draft. Who are these people? Who are?
Right.
We don't know. So so it makes sense why he came out this year. I mean, who's to say from 3 to 2? Everybody's from France. Listen, why not snatch him up? He's 52nd pick is probably safe bet to say he's not going to make the team. Hey. One thing we know about Bronny, I mean, this was a joke at first, but one thing we know, he's going to be a hard worker. It's in the genes. He's going to be an intelligent player. At some point, I believe that at some point he's going to hold his own. And who knows? He may even exceed expectations. The only thing I would say is this. Now, it's already been said by Clutch Sports, he's not taking a two-way. He's not doing a two-way. He's not going to the G League. So I don't know how that's going to work. But I'm with you. Snatch him up. We're not relying on anybody from this pick to help us out. Realistically, who's going to help us out? 52nd pick. Snatch up Bronny. He's got a lot of upside, more than anybody else that I can think of. But again, I'm not a scout. These guys have spent hours over this draft. But to me, I would do it. I'm with you, Steiny. And I think that's the first time I've ever uttered those words. I'm with you, Steiny. I'm snatching up Bronny.
Wow, Smoothie shocking me, Steiny, because at least you said it helps you for the possibility, even if it's a long shot, to get his dad. Smoothie sounds like he's just talking about it from a basketball standpoint of the kid's barely 6'1 to me, a small 6'1 if that exists. So just from a basketball standpoint, Steiny, I guess I'm not sold because I've watched him more than you just asked me and I was stumped.
Well,
who would you draft?
I
just watch him and I'm like, no shade at the kid. He ain't NBA ready.
He might not be NBA ready, but does that mean he won't be NBA ready in 2 years? Like, the one thing I have heard about Bronny James is he might have the ability to be a good defender. And, like, at 52, ain't no finished products at 52.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, oh, well, Bronny James isn't ready. Okay, well, who are the other five choices you're taking at 52, and how ready could they possibly be? I'm not saying I would draft Bronny James knowing that he stunk. I mean, I just wouldn't. But if I believe that he had a future in the NBA down the line, even if it's in a year or two, I would absolutely take him.
Okay, let me
run
something by you, and I just thought about it.
Because it's not like you're passing up three possible All-Star. He's just a guy.
But it would be a circus, and it would be what you hate, the clicks and the...
What do you mean?
What he is now. Like, his game is not worth all the attention he's getting. It's his last name, and that's not his fault. But you know what I mean? I feel like the Warriors would be doing it for the wrong reasons.
What if they think he's the best prospect at 52?
Then you know what? I would be super shocked. And
I mean, I don't know if he is or not, and I'm not going to rely on a magazine that puts him at 90,
right,
or a magazine.
Well, I was just watching the combines, Donnie. I'm not, what's our guy, Hubie Brown, but damn, I'm like, oh boy. Back to Chris Paul.
Yeah.
If they were to do that and give him that third, wouldn't that be the end of Clay? I never thought that you could afford Clay and Chris Paul. That's what scares me about if they do that, that kind of means night-night most likely for Clay, right?
What if they already know it's basically night-night for Clay? I'm not saying they do.
No.
I'm not saying they do. I'm just saying
that's reality.
If you think Clay's leaving, then maybe you start making decisions based on that he won't be on your salary cap. Gigi's in Berkeley.
Hey,
what's up, Gigi? How you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Thanks for the line.
Sure.
Hey, quick and easy. Hey. Dunleavy. I know it's only his second year, but in all fairness, people are making trades in this draft that are impacting their teams for nothing. Minnesota gets the number 8 pick, which could have been Dalton Knecht, who could have been a good replacement for Clay if he goes. They got him for a 2031 first-round pick. Then everybody knows the Knicks aren't going to make 2 picks. The Knicks are not going to use their 2 first-rounders. They can't afford it. So they get the 26th pick for 5 second-rounders. Now, that's a lot of second-rounders, but they're second-rounders.
Right.
And that could have been Filipowski. What would the Warriors look like right now if they woke up with Filipowski and Dalton Knecht, both mature young guys who can produce today?
I think it's a fair question, but I also think the fact that they weren't active in the first round maybe tells you two things.
Man.
One is they're not interested in that direction, and then the second one would be they might not like those guys.
No doubt about it.
We lose it. Okay. Like, I'm kind of with him.
I love his thought, but yeah, I'm with you. Like, if that was enticing, they would have did something.
Dalton, I mean, you guys, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
I'm waiting for your Lakers shirts, but don't even have one for you.
It's not going to happen.
That's your guy.
Okay.
As soon as he scores 14, Evan, we're going to be on the vine. Connect!
See, you guys...
Come on, man.
There's an evaluation of a player that goes on over time, okay? So I see Connect, and because I have a basketball eye, I say, okay, that guy can play. All right, I was before everybody else, which is natural. But anyway, I see Connect play early, and I'm saying, this guy's pretty good. Then I watch him all season. I'm like, well, he's pretty good, but he's not the second coming of Pete Maravich.
You were critical.
I can tell you all about his game. He's not the greatest shooter. He's not the greatest shooter. He's streaky.
But he may be one of the most talented dudes in this week draft.
I think he's got the ability to be a pretty good defender. I think he doesn't make decisions quickly enough. But the reality is, I mean, maybe he's just a rotation guy in the NBA. He caught my eye. He's big. He is old. He's 24, which is old. That's probably why he fell to 17, and that's what always happens because people or teams still are infatuated with youth.
I'll tell you, Evan, and the listeners, along with Tim Jordan, my biggest takeaway last night, Stoney, not to state the obvious, but the league's going global. I mean, they are coming. They're coming fast from all over. And you saw the two top picks. Like, I don't know if this is our game anymore.
I mean, it's everybody's game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's more global now than it's ever been.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, this is.
It's incredible.
The YouTube chat. I mean, Kinect's older than Kuminga.
I mean, he might be Bron.
I mean, he's been.
I recycled.
How long do you think you're going to use that?
That's my third time this morning. Right. It's retired.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's. Yeah.
Never let good material go to waste, though.
I mean, there's no doubt, though, the two stories of the draft are rivals of the Warriors. The Lakers, you know, they do get Connect, and they get a player ready-made.
I think they're getting Bronny. I don't think the Warriors are drafted. I think he's going to get drafted by the Lakers. Wouldn't that make all the sense in the world?
No, I think the team that won in the draft was the Minnesota Timberwolves. Getting my guy Dillingham from Kentucky.
God. My guy.
Oh, yeah. Man. I mean, this team is loaded. They may have drafted a backcourt player as dynamic as Ant Edwards.
Well, Evan said Calipari said he reminded him of Allen Iverson.
Oh, he's better than Iverson. He's way better than Iverson.
I don't think you give him all his just due, though.
No, I give him his just due for being a 40% shooter. I give him that. I give him his due.
Stiney, he was tiny. He was a baller. Took that Philly team to the finals.
Yeah,
stepped over Fisher. That's what I remember for.
See, you give him
they
more credit.
They won that game Friday. Game one.
Yeah.
I mean, Hilton.
You know what? Seriously, I bet if you asked Allen Iverson, would you rather have a championship ring or would you rather have that highlight of stepping over Ty Lue? He'd say, yeah, give me the highlight. It's more important, right? It's more important. So, Kirk Lacob is joining us on the other side. He's a Joe Lacob's son, but more importantly, he is vice president of basketball operations and the assistant general manager to Mike Dunleavy. Kirk Lacob joining us on the other side. What are the Warriors going to do at number 52? We shall see. But let's not sugarcoat it. We don't know anybody.
Yeah, but I appreciate the honesty. I mean, you're right. The guys on the panel, Bob, I text Bob like, who are these guys? We'll find out, though.
You texted who?
Myers.
Why the hell would he know? He's not even working in the NBA.
Well, he was on a draft show last night. Oh, dealing with Steve today, boy.
He was kind of, I think he might have been just winging it. Seriously.
Yeah, everybody's weakening it. Yeah,
that's true. Hey, Evan, real quick, how do you say the first pick's name again?
The number one pick?
Yeah.
Rissache. Zachary Rissache.
That so it's sounds not like Rishak. A
from France.
Rishak.
Yeah.
I'd like to order the Rissache.
You got the second pick down, though, right?
Sarr.
Yeah,
I like Sarr.
No, Sarr. That's my favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah, mine too. I think he's got action. Sarr does. By the way, here's another small piece of related. So James Wiseman.
Damn it.
He's available. He's available.
Somebody's gonna pick him up. It ain't over.
Oh.
If I were the Kings, I'd bring Wiseman in.
Why?
Because you need some size, and Lynn ain't it.
This is James Wiseman.
We're rooting for you, James.
Pistons set to make former number one pick James Wiseman.
Oh, man.
A free agent.
Yeah, wow. That's a miss,
man. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you ask Kirk Lakeham about it?
I will. He had nothing to do with, well.
Nah, of course not. Nah, he's just Joe's son. He's not involved.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just messing around. All right. Kirk Lakeham is on the other side. And Steiny and Goober, we are at Chase Center right now. The second round of the NBA draft is coming up at 1 o'clock. The Golden State Warriors have the 52nd pick in the draft. Who are they going to take? I guarantee you. It most likely will be somebody you've never heard of, but what if it is? What if it's Bronny James? We shall see. Kirk Lakeham on the other side. Our draft show is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners. Their people, process, and passion inspire them to holistically serve their client families. Executive Vice President and Assistant General Manager Kirk Lakeham, he's on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.